B'tachin for life, shiur number 85, Sunday, Parshas Nasai, Issu Chag Shavuos. When we come away from the Yontav of Shavuos, we want to have something practical to take with us for the rest of the year. What is the essence of the Yontav of Shavuos? Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, but not only did they accept it, they said Nasa V'Nishma, which demonstrated that they went into the relationship blindly without having any idea what they were getting themselves into. Rashi explains in Maseches Shabbos that this demonstrated the love that Klal Yisrael had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they went into a relationship without having any idea what they were doing because they trusted Hashem and they knew that He wouldn't put something upon them that they couldn't handle themselves. And that was the essence of Kabbalah Satayra. Going into a relationship, trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the truth is, any calculation that we can make, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos are much greater than that. And we can never fully fathom HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculations. So to maintain a true relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be ready to step in blindly without our own calculations. And then we can enter a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculations, so to speak. And that is the concept of Nasa V'Nishma. And the truth is that there's a pasuk in the Torah, and the Charedim understands that this is the source of the mitzvah of Bitachon. The pasuk says, Tamim tiyeh im Hashem alekecha. A person should be tamim with Hashem. What does it mean to be tamim, to be complete? The word tamim is the same word as tam, which means to be simple, not to be so calculated, to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to run your life. Yes, a person does hishtadlus, and he should do hishtadlus, but mainly a person takes a hands-off approach in life. And he's not so busy with every detail and making sure everything works out. He's like a child that relies on a parent and realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him. And that is Tamim Tiyeh. And perhaps we can say that that's the end of the pasuk. Tamim Tiyeh, if you're a Tamim, then you're Im Hashem Alekecha. Then you're together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To have a true relationship with Hashem, a person has to take more of a hands-off approach to life. And let HaKadosh Baruch Hu run your life. Because He truly knows what's best for you. Yes, when we have a problem, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we have bitachon. But in a general sense, our approach to life should be more of a tamim tiyeh approach. Not to be so busy with every detail, but to rely on Hashem. Like a child relies on a parent. And that is the essence of Matan Torah. Matan Torah was a relationship that Klal Yisrael relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they weren't so busy with every detail, what was in it, what wasn't in the Torah. They just went in and they relied on Hashem. And that is true trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu began with Nasa V'Nishma, and the relationship continues with the attitude of Nasa V'Nishma. When we go through life and we are not so busy figuring out every detail, then we are Tamim Tiyeh. And that is Tamim Tiyeh Im Hashem Alekecha. That is a true relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the message that we can walk away from this Yom Tov of Shavuos with. To trust Hashem, rely on Him, and He will always come through to save us.